You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle's dedicated design show. I'm Henry Rhys Sheridan. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Running from buildings to branding and fashion, to typography and manufacturing, the show dedicates a few minutes to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, Monocle's Istanbul Bureau Chief Chris Lord tells us about the hybrid architectural style invented by Turkish guest workers returning to Turkey from Germany, blending the vernaculars of those two nations.
Turkey and Germany have been at each other's throats lately. There's been the lawsuit brought by Turkey's president against a German satirist. Then there's the ever-fractious EU-Turkey migrant deal that's in peril, and the recent decision by the German parliament to recognise the 1915 massacre of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as a genocide. Needless to say, all of this has driven a stake between the two countries. Yet in villages along the rural Black Sea coast of Turkey, or the suburbs of Anatolian cities like Kayseri, a more harmonious relationship is being fashioned in bricks and mortar.
We're foreign here. We're German. And we're also foreign in Germany.
Few policies have reshaped post-war Germany like the Gastarbeiter, when West and East Germany extended invitations around the world to an international workforce that could man its industry and service sectors. Generations of Turks settled and built lives across Germany, yet many never quite felt part of German society. Over the last decade, more and more Turks have chosen to retire back home, slowly building houses that have little Teutonic flourishes in their design.
Of course, it's not only the classical red roof or the chimney, as like this really cliché pictures. It is also about organisation of space.
Professor Stephanie Berkler is an academic at the Technische Universität in Berlin and has been studying this new hybrid architecture.
Classically wise, in Turkey, people would tend to have a living room and a salon. A salon is a place where they receive friends, and they never heat it, and they always clean it, and they never use it by themselves. They only use it for more official visits. Turkish people having lived in Germany tend not to do two living rooms, because if people visit them, they can see how they live. They don't need this half public space in a private house anymore. So it's also about efficiency of space.
Berkler and her team made 8 field research visits to Turkey over 3 years, from villages in rural provinces in the heart of Anatolia to resort towns on the Mediterranean Sea, interviewing returning migrants and being shown around their houses and apartments. What they discovered was a very vernacular style of building, often designed and constructed by the hand of the homeowner themselves, and assembled over many years of going back and forth between the two countries. Berkler emphasises that while this is architecture without an architect, it is not anonymous. It is very personalised, a DIY style, and therefore somewhat expressive. But the hybrid isn't pastiche. There are no Gothic spires or half-timber facades a la Bavaria bolted onto Turkish high-rise blocks. Instead, this is a translation of the more mundane elements of German architecture. The functional, day-to-day, middle-class dwellings of the Vorstadt, with their red gabled roofs and garages big enough for a family car. Occasionally, there's a little flourish of modernism or the international style that finds its way into the translation. But the result always has a discernibly Turkish flavour too.
We brought everything from Germany.
The garage doors, the main doors.
All the blinds.
This window, it's all from Germany.
Berkler presented her findings via exhibitions in Istanbul and in Berlin. And what's striking about her interviews is that these returnees often never feel home anywhere. In Germany, they are Turks. In Turkey, they are Almanca, Germans, with houses that stick out on the skyline of their villages. As Berkler writes, they choose to live in a house that is unlike local houses, somehow more Turkish and more German. Then there's the more aspirational side of this architecture. Take Birol Yildirim, an ex-miner and interpreter, who after 20 years in Germany headed back to the Black Sea for his retirement. Yildirim wanted a dwelling that could capture something of the German dream, so he based his house on a painting purchased from a flea market in the Ruhr region, showing a red roof house amid a clearly German and idealised pastoral scene.
And it really looked a bit like the painting, so he kind of realized a dream, a fantasy.
That was Professor Stephanie Berkler. And her book, Migrating Spaces, Architecture and Identity in the Context of Turkish Remigration, is published by Vice Versa Verlag. For Monocle in Istanbul, I'm Christopher Lord.
A very special thanks to Chris there for that report on the hybrid architectural style invented by Turkish guest workers returning to Turkey from Germany. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time or download the podcast at any time. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine. Thanks for listening and goodbye.